Good evening. You're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Husband and wife duo You Knew Me When were in Paonia to play at the Revolution Brewery last night. They stopped by the KVNF studios to play some music and chat with Amber McDaniel. We'll start off with a song from You Knew Me When.
Very nice. What a sweet song. Is that the title of that song, Petal for You or Petal?
It's
that
actually one. Lucky Me.
Lucky Me. Yes, all right. Yes. And that one is on your
That is off of our latest album, the latest CD, yes, called You, Me, and the Rest of the World is the title of the CD. And one of our favorite tracks off of it.
Yeah, we thought that one would be appropriate with St. Patrick's Day coming up.
That's exactly what I was thinking as you were playing it. Great. Cool. Well, thanks so much for being here today. I was wondering if the name of your band is You Knew Me When. Mm-hmm. And is there an easy way that you could finish that sentence that would be appropriate for the two of you? You knew me when?
For me, I knew him when. He had long black hair and played in a hardcore band.
And I knew her when we met our freshman year in college, and she wanted to be a Spice Girl.
And you knew us when we played in Paonia.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That's great. It's a very great name. I really like it a lot. And your logo is pretty cool, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice. So you guys have been on the road for a long time. What has been the most memorable or crazy experience that you've had on the road so far?
Well, being on the road for 20 months and seeing all four corners of the country, we've definitely experienced a lot. I think one of our most memorable moments happened not too far away. We were camping down in Glenwood a while back. We initially we were in a tiny teardrop camper, and we were woke at like 2 a.m. to a big bear decided to come welcome us while we were sleeping.
Give
and
us
shaking
a good
us
shake.
in our camper. But so little fun moments like that definitely stick out in our mind. But then just just the getting to see the country and the amazing places that we've got to visit and see and everything.
Yes, we've played in 43 states now and up into Canada, so we've been keeping busy, and it's fun to meet different people and share music with different people. So I don't know. I think it's hard to pick out one thing.
Good. So the last time that you guys played, I was really surprised by how often you have the female vocalist takes the lead. It seems to me that that's kind of rare in male and female duos, that the woman, gets the spotlight. And I really appreciated that. And when you guys do sing together, it's really just your harmonies are just spot on and really beautiful. So I was just wondering what made you guys decide to go this route, whereas, the woman is, the main vocalist in this group.
Well, I taught music in Nashville Public Schools for 6 years, and my primary instrument's always been voice, so it was just sort of a natural progression. And C's been taking the lead more and more often. I mean, I think it's definitely a give and take in terms of our vocals anymore, especially mm-hmm. with the progression of our music, which is kind of a fun thing because C definitely did not grow up singing, per se, and I grew up singing since I was 2 years old. I grew up in a very musical family, mm-hmm.
So it's definitely been a progression for me and something I've gotten more and more used to. And like Carissa said, we've reached a little bit more of a balance, with especially some of our newer material, things like that.
That sounds like a good setup to me.
Thank you.
20 months ago, you guys gave up your full-time jobs and hit the road as musicians. Mm-hmm. What was the most challenging part of that decision? And what was the most surprising thing that you've discovered from that decision?
The most challenging was, just really committing ourselves to taking that leap of faith. It's not like we were working jobs that we hated or, living in an uncomfortable scenario.
No.
We both had really good jobs and had a great home and great friends. And that was probably the hardest thing, the realization to say, no, we really want to give this a shot and get out on the road. And
yeah, we had, we had a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath place. Now we live in a van. I was a tenured music teacher. C was global events manager for Gibson Guitar. We both had fantastic jobs, but we just sort of had a calling. So This is what we're doing.
Yeah. Wow. And what advice would you give to other musicians out there that are considering, making music a higher priority in their lives and the main focus in their lives? For that musician that's considering giving up their job, if you could give them, some kind of advice, what would that be?
Be prepared to make a lot of sacrifices. You have to know what you're willing to give up in order to really make it work and just get out there on the road and be willing to pound the pavement.
Yeah, be passionate and share what you got and keep writing.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like follow your bliss. Yeah, definitely totally. What you guys have been doing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And work hard.
Yeah, work hard.
Cool. All right. Well, you want to sing us another song?
Sure. This is actually a new song. We were planning on recording a new album later this year. This one is called To Whom It May Concern.
This
stay. My time is forgotten within lines. Paper remembered between the sky. Verses adored with passion are only good as the spaces in the lines. Rhythm reflected, verses that capture. Before I speak, rhythm rejected, verses have lasted. Now we seek. To whom it may concern. My life, to whom it may concern, I could only specify. I'm not writing for you, I'm not writing for me. Paper is shredded, the ink is dry. Rhythm reflected, verses that capture. Before I speak, rhythm rejected, verses lasted. Now we seek. To whom it may concern, sincerely I sign my life. To whom it may concern. Only specify to whom it may concern. Sincerely assign my life to whom it may concern. Could only specify.
Excellence. And remind us again, that's off of a the
that will
album
that will be on
soon.
The new album. So we're planning on going back to Nashville probably in October this year. So you know, definitely keep track of us and you know, check out our website, unomewin.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you know, things like that. So I can keep tabs on when that comes out.
Yeah, that one, I can see, you know, a progression in your style with that new song. Definitely. You're, you know, definitely bringing the vocals on that one.
Yep. Yes. Yep,
and exactly. You're doing a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
And so this instrument that sounds, it probably sounds, listeners, to you like a xylophone, but it's not a xylophone, right?
It's what a glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
Which is just a fun word, too. Everyone should say glockenspiel right now. Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel. I remember that. So what's the difference between a glockenspiel and a xylophone?
So a xylophone is typically on a raised box, which gives it sort of the acoustic guitar element, you might say, whereas it has that body to produce the sound, where a glockenspiel has the metal bars and it's flat. And when you hit it, it's when the metal vibrates that produces the sound. So I compare it more like electric guitar. So.
Nice.
You can see the see the teacher coming out in her.
They say everyone I'm good with a glock.
That's good. All right, so you guys are husband and wife.
Yes.
And how long have you been married?
We have been married for, what, five and a half?
Yes, five and a half years.
Yeah.
All right.
We've been a couple for 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's just a few years.
Wow, you guys got a lot of history. So how does that help or hinder you in as far as being in a band together?
I think we've only found it to be beneficial, just being able to have that go-to person that you can relate to and bounce ideas off of. And, you know, we're fortunately enough, we're not the type to argue and bicker a whole lot. So, we've found a good balance, I think, between a work relationship and then being husband and wife.
That's cool. We're lucky. I think it just gets better and better. So
good. So one thing that I've always been curious, and I noticed this actually the last time you guys were at the brewery, and I've always wondered how musicians handle playing in a bar scene when it's really super loud and it seems like it would be a big challenge to get people's attention because everybody's there and they're socializing with their friends and they're trying to, you know, talk over the band so that the friends, you know, can hear them. Mm-hmm. What's your strategy when you go into a situation like that? How do you grab people's attention and make them listen to what you're playing?
Well, I think obviously one of the best things is to develop relationships with people that are there and then also help them, you know, become one with your music, help them
identify,
connect to what you're doing.
Identify with the song. So giving little backstories and things like that to kind of break up, you know, rather than just throwing song after song at them, you know, where mm-hmm. they might, you know, kind of filter away. You bring them back with something that they can relate to, things like that. So, yeah.
Does it ever frustrate you? As musicians?
It can be. Yeah. You know, it depends on the place and the people. Like you said, I think we've found some good tools for, you know, trying to not let that happen. But, you know, it's, of course, when you're up there performing, you want people to be engaged and really focused on what you're doing.
Yeah, I think it definitely would get on our nerves, you know, somebody yelling Freebird or something like that. But that doesn't typically happen in our shows because people know what to expect when they come to see us play. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice. Yeah. I've just always been curious about how you guys make that work.
Yep.
Sitting in the audience, I'm like, gosh, everybody just shut up and listen, please. Okay, so now we've got a few just like silly being on the road questions.
Right.
Your favorite road trip food?
That's a good question.
Pizza.
Pizza for him. Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so that doesn't work as well with me. favorite road trip food. I've gotten on this banana and peanut butter kick, like where I put peanut butter on the banana and just eat it. Yeah, it's pretty good. And it has all the good nutrients in there too, right?
A little better for you
than pizza.
Than cheesy pizza.
Yeah. And how about when you're driving along, who do you like to listen to? What's playing over your radio in the car?
We've really gotten into using services like Pandora and things like that. So you kind of get in a certain genre mode, especially in early mornings, you know, probably more subtle, soothing, you know, type things, like plug in some Bon Iver, Jose Gonzalez and stuff, and, let the station kind of filter in some new things, so you kind of discover some new music here and there, and then, as the day progresses, get a little more rock and roll in there. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Nice. Do you guys have any musicians that you really look up to? Is there a particular Person that stands out for you?
I love Nora Jones. She's just got a beautiful voice, and she's a heck of a piano player. And I also play keys. Not mm-hmm. that you hear them here, but I will be playing them later tonight. Mm-hmm. So Nora Jones has always been a big one for me. And yeah. I like Ingrid Michaelson, obviously a uke player there. So
yeah, and, I've always been a big Dave Grohl fan. He's always, you know, just as an overall musician and the way he approaches music and things like that. He has a good head on his shoulders, it seems like, to dealing with the industry, but still maintaining his creative, you know, aspirations and things like that.
Nice. Okay, and last question. Along your travels, where have you found the best thrift store?
Mm. Oh, thrift store.
If you go thrift store shopping, I don't know. That's always my favorite thing to do when I travel.
See, I'm limited on what I get to shop anymore.
We don't get to shop very
much. Oh, right, because you're in the van.
We have so little space. So
if I buy things, then, you know, C tells me I have to get rid of things. So I try not to shop very often because I don't like getting rid of stuff.
Exactly.
Best thrift store.
So, yeah, you know, I'm not sure that there is one that really pops out in our head just due to those limitations.
Yeah, if you were driving around in a, you know, big, huge RV.
Tour bus?
Right, yeah, right, tour exactly. bus. Down
we'll
the road.
The next
yeah,
step.
You'll
the
get there. All right, so do you guys want to wrap up with one more song for
sure
us today?
Sure thing.
Well, this one's actually one that I wrote in Colorado a couple of months back. We were up in Snowmass. C's family has a condo up there. And I was reflecting on those awkward stages that I may or may not have experienced in life and continue to have on, you know, a semi-regular basis. and I wrote this one. It's called Just Say Cheese.
Carve my name into a tree.
so sweet. My little honeybee, oh, won't it be so sweet when we carve our names into a tree. When we carve our names into a tree.
That was the band You Knew Me When. KVNF's Amber McDaniel spoke with them before their show at Revolution Brewery last night.